Hey folks, how you doing? My name's Darren, and I want to welcome you to the very first Small Town Preparedness podcast show. I'm really excited to get this going. I've been wanting to do this now for quite a while, and finally the cards have fallen into place where I'm able to, you know, get the ball rolling and start making these podcasts. During this podcast, we're going to be going over a lot of different things. I mean, some of the subjects we're going to be covering would be things like firearms, first aid, navigation, food and water storage, gardening, hunting, fishing, you know, a lot of outdoor survivalism type things. Things that are going to get you into the prepping mindset that you need to be at. During this episode, I kind of wanted to touch just a couple of different things. One, I kind of wanted to give you an introduction to who I am and my background, you know, a little bit of my background. And then also, let's say you're completely new, you know, to the prepping, prepping arena, I should say, and you don't know where to get started. You know, and that's something else I would like to talk to you about today. But to kind of give you a brief overview about me, I'm a first responder for a living. I've been a firefighter and emergency medical technician for about 17 years now. As a kid, I basically was a prepper and really didn't even know it. And we're talking when I was helping out on my uncle's farm as a kid, baling hay, milking cows, you know, dealing with the chickens, helping my grandparents can vegetables, you know, working in their garden. I was also in Boy Scouts. I was taught at a very young age how to be self-sufficient. And it just, of course, had grown and grown and grown from there, you know, up in, you know, we're in adulthood now. But I've been a prepper, I guess you could say, quote unquote prepper, for about 6 years now. And I'll tell you what, it's a slow process. You know what I mean? It's, you don't go out and get yourself into eyeball deep debt, you know, all at once and buy a bunch of crap. You know, because for one, half of it, you're probably not even going to use, and you don't even need. And then the other half, being a prepper, one thing it's highly based on is being debt-free. Not owing anybody anything. But I feel through my work as a first responder, that has put me in a lot of chaotic situations. Which also kind of helps you, you know, for a prepping lifestyle. Unfortunately, in my career, I've been shot at several times. I have been in a lot of very crazy, you know, scenarios. Just recently, actually, I was on my way to work at the ambulance company I work for. And on the street, it was a pretty good distance away. But on the street, I seen something in the middle of the road. And in all honesty, you know, from a distance, I thought it was just a garbage bag on the road, a big white garbage bag. But as I approached closer and closer, I found out it was actually a dead body that was laying in the middle of the road, you know, that was shot in the head. And in a prepper mindset, in a tactical mindset, you know, what's going to start going through your head? You know, one of the biggest worries I had at that point was, are the people that done this crime still around? Are they still in the area? You know, of course I did the right thing. I called it in and I secured the scene, you know, until resources came, you know, and they closed down the road and, you know, was getting everything taken care of. But like I was saying, you know, as a firefighter, emergency medical technician, you pick up skills, you know, and you learn a lot of different things that will help you, you know, to be self-sufficient and have a prepper mindset. And when I was younger, I think, like I had mentioned, I was in Boy Scouts. You know, that learn to make fire, you know, with a bow drill set. You know, with a flint and steel. Learning about, you know, edible plants and stuff like that. I'll tell you what, if you live in the Ohio area like I do, you know, just look for some daffodils. That's probably the most edible, you know, plant that is everywhere and it's extremely plentiful. You can make so many different things, though, out of daffodils. I mean, you can make jelly. You can make salads out of them. A lot of people, actually, I have seen make salads out of them. And it's pretty good, actually. But I think for now, you know, that's probably enough about me. Let's start talking about you. Getting you started, you know, into prepping. What exactly do you need to do? And one of the biggest things that I tell people, you need to start developing some skills. You know, skills with your hands. If you're in the medical field, you know, it's a good example. If you're a paramedic, emergency medical technician, you know, a doctor, a carpenter, you know, these are all very, very valuable skills, you know, that would definitely, you know, be of need in an SHTF situation. It's just one thing I see a lot of people do right off the bat is start watching videos, you know, on YouTube and stuff like that about bug out bags. And they feel they have to have a $5,000 bug out bag with all this crazy expensive gear. And that's nowhere near the truth. You know, the first thing is, you need, whenever you buy a piece of gear, you need to make sure you know how to use that gear through and through. Honestly, I would start off with Walmart gear. You know, start off small. You know, get yourself, I would say, a decent bag. Like Maxpedition, 511, you know, something along those lines. Because you want to have a decent bag, you know, that's water resistant, stuff like that. But you can slowly build up, you know, to having better quality gear. I would say right now, most of my gear is pretty top notch, but I've been doing this now for 6 years. You know, it didn't happen overnight. And one of my biggest focuses, actually, lately have been working on a bug-in plan. Not necessarily a bug-out plan. It's been, you know, making sure I have, you know, proper filtration, you know, for water. How am I going to store water? You know, where am I going to store food? Me, I love Mountain House products. I love Mountain House food. I think it's delicious. And honestly, that's what I try to stock up on. You know, when I see a sale on their number 10 cans of whatever it is, normally I'll pick up two or three of them. You know, and then also another great place to get freeze-dried food is from the Latter-day Saints on their website. I believe it's www.lds.org. If I'm not mistaken. However, that might not be correct. But you can get food at a very reasonable price there. And it's sealed in number 10 cans. And that's a great place, you know, for you to start too. And their shipping is extremely reasonable. Now, there's a lot of people out there who like to try to freeze dry their own food. You know, and make their own stuff. And that's awesome. You know, that's an awesome skill. You know, I would definitely want those people on my team. You know, if an SHTF situation would occur. But me, being in fire and EMS, I have 3 jobs. And my time, honestly, is better spent at work. and just buying the Mountain House products or stuff from the Latter-day Saints. So, you know, I would love to get a freeze dryer, but for one, I just can't afford it. They're a few thousand dollars, most of them, and I just don't have the time to do it. My suggestion for someone just starting out into prepping, start buying common foods. You know, foods that you like. You know, like, let's say you like pasta. You know what I mean? Pasta lasts for pretty much forever. You know, start buying maybe an extra box of pasta every time you go to the grocery store. Start buying a couple extra cans, you know, a few extra cans of vegetables or, you know, something along those lines. But don't buy food that you don't like. There's some people are just silly in the way they do things, because they'll buy 500 pounds of beans, but they don't even like beans. So what's going to happen in an SHTF scenario? You know, you're buying foods you can't even eat, and morale is one thing that you really have to worry about keeping up in an SHTF scenario, and you're going to be miserable. You know, because you're going to have foods you don't like. You're going to be like, blah, you know, every time you eat it. So always make sure, you know, that you're getting food that you like. You know, if you want to start out, like I said, with a bug out bag, you know, look for a Maxpedition bag or a 511 bag or an Osprey, you know, something that's really good quality. Because one of the worst things that could happen, you know, if you would have to grab your bug out bag and go in a hurry, you know, you want a good quality bag holding all of your stuff, you know, because it would be terrible if you started getting rips and stuff in your bag and you started losing things while you were out on the trail. But most of your stuff, I mean, some of that Ozark Trail products that they have at Walmart, some of it's actually pretty good stuff. You'd be surprised. You know, that's some stuff I would look at first, you know, and just get things going, you know, to start off. And then later on, you know, like I said, you can build up into the better products. But when you buy a product, don't just set it in your bag and forget it. You know, get excited about it, you know, like get it out there, get it outside, start using it. Because it's not going to help you, you know, if you don't know how to use it. But guys, let's go ahead and take a quick break and, let's talk about our sponsor real quick. Hey there, guys. We're back. Thanks for hanging in there. You know, like I said earlier in this podcast, I'm really excited to get this going. And there's a couple shout-outs, you know, that I need to give out. And the first one is to Morgan from Rogue Preparedness. I've emailed her. We've talked a couple times through email. And the last time I talked to her, you know, basically she had told me, because I was asking for a little bit of advice, and she told me, you just got to get out there and do it, you know, and here we go. This is me getting it done. And Morgan, if you want to check out her channel, it's called Rogue Preparedness on YouTube. She has a really great channel. You actually can learn quite a bit from her, and she's got a lot in the works too, which is pretty exciting. So make sure you check her out. And then also, I want to thank, and these guys don't know it, but I want to thank David from Ultimate Survival Tips and Craig Cottle from Nature Reliance School. They have a podcast called the Ultimate Survival Show podcast. And I'll tell you what, I love their podcast. They have great YouTube channels. Check them guys out too. But we're going to be going over a lot of things in this podcast. Like I've said before, You know, we're just kind of scratching the surface a little bit. You know, this is the first episode, so I think I still have a few kinks here I have to work out. But, you know, over the next couple of episodes, I think we're going to get everything ironed out. And I think it's going to be great. If there's anything any of you guys would like me to cover, if there's any questions that you guys have, you know, if you have the Anchor app, you're actually able to send me messages through the Anchor app, which I would love, you know, to get messages from you guys. Tell me what you want me to touch base on. I think that would be awesome. But for the first episode, I think I'm going to end it here. And stay tuned, episode 2 for the Small Town Preparedness Podcast Show is going to be coming at you real soon. Take care, guys, and thank you very, very much for listening. And please do me a huge favor. Please share this. Please spread the word. You know, you guys are the most important things for this podcast. You know, I'm doing this for all of you. So please spread the word, get the name out. Hopefully we can develop a nice, large listening base. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you on the flip side.